gosh, I am in good.
Mickey!
Yeah, feel that beat, feel that beat. Oh, yeah!
Oh, Mickey. Come on, Mickey, let's dance. Yeah!
Dance? I thought you'd never ask. I'd love to.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. My name is Steve.
My name is Keegan.
And joining us this week as a special guest-ish, kind of, is stuffed Mickey Mouse, who is one of Keaton's bedtime pals.
Yep.
Mickey Mouse joins Keaton in bed every night along with Donald and Goofy and Minnie and Pluto and Daisy.
The whole gang.
You got the whole gang in miniature stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell we're raising a future Mickey Mouse fan or a current Mickey Mouse fan for that matter. Hopefully everyone had a fantastic Halloween and had a chance to listen to our massive Halloween episode last week. But this week we're back to the regular format with news to discuss, with an episode review. And this week we are doing season 1, episode 18, called The Adorable Couple.
I love that one.
Yes, because you get to fight. That might sound weird if you don't know the episode we're reviewing, but stay tuned. You will find out soon enough. Keaton, how was your Halloween?
Good. I have a big pumpkin full.
Yes, you got a lot of candy. Between school and church trunk-or-treating and regular trick-or-treating and community trick-or-treating,
I got a lot of candy.
You've got a lot of candy. It's going to take you the next 6 months to eat all this candy. And since Dad can't eat the candy and therefore cannot collect the traditional parent candy tax, it's all the more for Keaton to eat for a long time to come. Good thing we have a good relationship with your dentist. And you will brush your teeth every day. Because otherwise they'd be falling out with all that candy. All right. Keaton, anything else going on?
Well, one time I went to the park with Mickey and then I put him down the slide and then he flipped and then he fell.
Oops. He fell down, but he got all cleaned up and is still with us, right?
Yes.
Yes. Mickey, you can tell from the Mickey's looks he's had a lot of adventures, but that is okay for a young stuffed animal. Alrighty, so Keaton.
I've been traveling a lot.
Yes, with more adventures to come. So, wait, did Mickey go to Disney World with us last year?
Yes.
But you just stayed back at the hotel and we got to tell you about what we did each day.
Yeah.
We're talking to stuffed Mickey, not Keaton. I didn't leave Keaton at the hotel. Just for complete clarity here, let's get our characters straight. Okay, so what do you say we talk about some of the latest Mickey Mouse-related news that's happening? First of all, if you're going to be visiting Epcot in early 2020, one thing to note, and that is the location for the Mickey Mouse meet and greet has or will move again in early 2020. It has been over in, I'm going to show my age here. I've always called it Communicore West, and I know that's not, it's Innoventions, but all the Mickey Mouse characters have been meeting people at the Epcot character spot in Future World. Again, it was in part of Innoventions West. All that stuff is going away now, so they had to move the Mickey meet and greet location. It's going to now be in the Imagination Pavilion. You just go inside the doors. You're going to see it off there to the side. So if you want to go meet Mickey Mouse, he is at Epcot. He just, at the beginning of 2020, sometime early 2020 when they make the switch, he'll be at the Imagination Pavilion instead of the old Innoventions building.
Mickey Mouse.
You're distracting me. Now, if you want some fun, Disney is promoting the heck out of the Disney Plus service because it starts next week. Keaton, would you like to know the date the Disney Plus begins?
Yes.
November 12th.
What?
What else happens on November 12th?
My my birthday.
Yes, it is. So Disney Plus will be launching next week on November 12th. And if you want just a fun Mickey Mouse related promo, go check out the Simpsons parody of the Mickey Mouse, of Mickey Mouse and the Disney characters. It's just a little short, like 15-second video, but you've got Homer Simpson dressed as Iron Man. Bart Simpson is dressed as Mickey Mouse. Marge is dressed as Bo Peep from Toy Story. So everyone's kind of taking on a Disney character, but Bart does not want to do this. He doesn't care how much money he's getting paid. He does not want to dress up as Mickey Mouse. And so when they take the big family group shot dressed in their Mickey Mouse costumes, what does Bart do?
He shows you his butt.
Yes, he moons the camera in traditional Bart Simpson style. So he's in a Mickey Mouse costume, mooning the camera. It's traditional Simpsons fun and, you know, a kind of a good time had by all.
I'm not going to do it. You're not going to make me do it. I don't care how much they paid.
You put on that nose and ears or I'll take off yours. Now everybody smile.
Finally, as Disney rolls out more of its Disney Plus content, they announced a new documentary exploring the history of Mickey Mouse is going to be coming to Disney Plus. In a statement by the company, Disney said that the film will work to decode Mickey's deepest significance, getting to the core of what this cultural impact says about each of us and about our world. But it's going to arrive. They didn't give us a launch date on the Mickey documentary. They just said it's going to be, it's still untitled. So if it doesn't have a title at this point in time, it's definitely not going to be ready to go at launch date next week. But it is coming. It looks like it's slated for sometime in 2020. So for all of us huge Mickey Mouse fans, there's going to be a really cool documentary coming to Disney Plus. I know between our Star Wars fanaticism, the love of Marvel movies, the love of all things Mickey Mouse and theme parks, we are definitely going to be Disney Plus subscribers. So looking forward to that next week. Launching on your birthday.
We're going there on my birthday.
No, Disney Plus is launching on your birthday, which means we can start watching all the new stuff on TV. So that means I can finally watch The Mandalorian.
Which Mandalorian?
Yes.
What's that?
That's the new Star Wars TV show.
Disney? I'm part of Disney.
Yes, you are. Thank you, stuffed Mickey. All right, so what do you say we watch some Mickey shorts, since that's why everyone is here, buddy?
Yes.
Okay. So like I said, this week we are doing Season 1, Episode 18, called The Adorable Couple. The official show summary says, Mickey and Minnie attempt to make Donald and Goofy happy by showing them what life is all about. Now, before we get in, one little fun thing to know about this episode. This is the first time in the Mickey Shorts series they've tried to do an entirely musical episode. The whole episode is singing and a song, which is fun. And the other fun thing to note going into it is the song, at least the beginning of it, is based on the Mickey Shorts theme song that we always sing at the end of every episode. So we finally get at least some lyrics this time. This is the second time that has been featured in as like part of the episode. The first time was Ghoul Friend when they were listening to it on the radio. But we actually get them singing the song with actual lyrics, as we'll hear in a minute. The original air date was March 7th, 2014. So a month after the previous episode. Credit where credit is due. The story is by Derek Bachman, Clay Morrow, William Rice, and Paul Reddish. It was written by Derek Bachman, Clay Morrow, William Rice, and Paul Reddish, and directed, first time, by William Rice. We have not seen his name in the director's column yet, so good to have him on board, and this is a good episode to start with. So, Keaton, shall we headphone up and watch the episode with everybody?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Hold on. Out of our element here. Okay, switch the mic.
There we go.
This is what we get for not recording in our traditional place. Okay, there we go. He finally has the headphones on.
Ah, there.
Okay, how's that feel?
Good.
Okay, so this episode we're watching on YouTube, so we won't have the Disney logo at the beginning like we do on the iTunes version. All right, here we go. Should we do a countdown?
3, 2, 1,
hit play!
Mouse and the adorable couple. Mickey and Minnie are strolling along. They are singing. We actually have lyrics now to the song, like I mentioned before. They're singing, they're frolicking in the plants, they're eating cotton candy. Oh, it's so romantic. They're dancing down the stairs. Oh, it's so cute. Oh, they're smooching and everyone is laughing. Oh, but then there's Donald and Daisy, who have the black rain cloud over their head, and they are fighting. How can this day get any worse? They are just, well, bigger, bigger, quack, quack, bigger, bigger. All to the music of the song. Now, Mickey and Minnie are like, oh no, what do we do? They're fighting. Minnie's going to liven Mickey up with some gumdrops. Aw, she's so sweet. But here's where the business here. We've got to figure out how in the world we're going to fix Donald and Daisy because they keep fighting. So maybe they just need a song on their hearts? I don't know. So they're going to try to sing this out. Donald's like, what are you doing? They're trying to bring the sunlight in. Minnie puts her, or Daisy puts on her shades. Donald's, they're trying to connect their hands, trying to make them hold hands. Now they're trying to make them ride bikes. Minnie and Mickey are so adorable together. And Donald and Daisy are having trouble. Oh, they just got their feet caught in the bikes. They just fell off a bridge. Wait, where'd they go? Yeah, they're down in the water. This is not going well. Okay, so let's try dancing. Let's make them dance. Goofy's leading the band. Everyone's having a good time. Donald and Daisy clearly cannot dance. Mickey and Minnie are trying to force it. Oh, they just ran into Beauty and the Beast? Oh, he gets the big beast growl. Ah! Okay, so now they're going away more ticked than ever. Mickey pulls the sun down and says, this is an emergency. Shine your brightest. Shine your happiness. The sun goes up. It fries Daisy and Donald. They're like chickens, like cooked chickens now because the sun shone so bright. This cannot get any worse. How do they make Donald and Daisy get along? Okay, well, so this is where Minnie's like, maybe we have to frolic? No. We have to fiesta? No. We're going to have to fight. Mickey's like, nah. Mickey does not understand fighting. Donald keeps swatting things out of the air. He's just in a cranky mood. So Mickey's just announced that they're going to fight. Donald's like, all right, this ought to be good. He grabs a popcorn. He's going to watch this. So now Mickey is attempting to be grumpy. We've never seen Mickey Mouse grumpy before. The black cloud's all happy about this. He has new people to shine over now. He's pouring. Oh, but Mickey can't do it. No. Oh, he said something lovely. He clearly cannot fight. All right, so now Minnie's going to try to fight. Is it going to work? The rain cloud is all happy about this. Yay! Minnie, oh no, now Minnie can't do it either. They just can't fight. So, Donald and Daisy are like, all right, leave it to us. We're the professionals, let me show you how to do this. And now they're in a big old fight. What a joy. So now the dark cloud and the sun all come together. They realize that it's okay that Donald and Daisy have a relationship where they can fight. Minnie and Mickey have a relationship where they can love and be all smoochy with each other. And that is okay because things work out best for each couple and things work out best for everybody when they just leave it alone and stop trying to force them to change. What do you think, Keaton?
Good.
Why was that a good episode? Why was that funny?
Because they had a fight. It was funny.
But did they fight?
Nope.
Yeah, no, they couldn't pull it off. That just didn't work. I love trying to watch Mickey Mouse, you know, force himself to fight, force himself to be angry at Minnie Mouse, and vice versa. They could not do it. And when do we ever see Mickey and Minnie fighting? That's weird. When do we see Donald and Daisy fighting? Always. That's just the kind of couple they are. Which character from other Disney properties did we see on there?
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, we got to see Beauty and the Beast. Always fun when other Disney characters make cameos in our episodes. So for eagle-eyed Disney fans, if you're looking in the band and you're looking in the crowds, you can also see a bunch of other Disney characters. For instance, Horse Collar's in there. Clarabelle Cow is in there. Peter Pig. A whole bunch of just fun Disney characters from Disney past are hidden in the crowds. Now, someone online tried to say that if you look hard enough, you can also spot Pooh and Tigger and Piglet and Rabbit, Eeyore, Owl, the whole Winnie the Pooh gang. I've watched this episode forwards and backwards several times, and I cannot spot any of them. However, if you spot them and you figure out where they are, by all means, let us know, because I can't do it yet. Maybe it's one of those really blink and it's gone moments, but I haven't found them yet.
Oh, wait. Well, if they give us comments about that.
They could give us comments about that, and that'd be a great thing to comment about. So by all means, comment away. All right, so let's talk some other, just quick random notes about this particular episode. This is Daisy's first appearance so far after 14 episodes. She has not been in the Mickey Shorts since Croissant de Triomphe. Or No Service was pretty much her last, those first two episodes she was in. She has not been back since, so it's good to have Daisy back, even though she's arguing with Donald the whole time. Let's see. During this scene when Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy are riding their bikes, it's fun to see that the helmets that Donald and Daisy are wearing are actually German helmets from World War II, which is kind of an odd choice, but I guess that's all they had on hand. We mentioned earlier, this is the first all-musical cartoon, the first musical episode of the Mickey Shorts and More. So fun to see how they integrated the song. This is also the first episode where we see Goofy, but he has zero speaking lines at all. He's leading the band, but no talking from Goofy. Chris Diamantopoulos was nominated for a 2014 Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Character Voiceover Performance for his episode as Mickey in this cartoon. Unfortunately, he lost to Henry Shearer, who won for voicing Mr. Burns and a number of Simpsons characters. But Chris was nominated for his voice work for an Emmy, which is fantastic. This is the season one finale. That does not mean it's the finale for us, but it's just this is the last episode from season one. So we'll continue next week with season two. So that's pretty much our commentary and our notes on the adorable couple. Definitely recommend you get online, watch that. It's back to being free again, so just look it up on YouTube, look at the link in the show notes, and you can watch that along with us or on your own time, but definitely worth a watch because there's a lot of entertaining stuff in that. So, Keaton.
Yes.
What do you say we do?
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, what do you got for us this week?
How do we know the ocean is friendly?
How do we know the ocean is friendly?
Yes. It waves.
It waves. Ba-bum-ching. I need a sound effect for that. All right.
Yep, I remember it. You remember it.
Okay, good job.
That's it for Keaton's Joke of the Week.
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
Oh, wait, you just had a Mickey Mouse background.
I do have a Mickey Mouse background because I'm a Mickey Mouse fanatic. I love me some Mickey Mouse, which is why we're talking about this each and every week here on the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. But it is time for us to call it a day. Let everyone continue on to their next podcast. So what do you say we wrap up the show?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Remember, you can listen to all of our past episodes on our website. Just go to www.mickeyshortsandmore.com and you can listen to everything and you can subscribe to us so that way you always find out when the latest episodes are coming. Again, we always release, well, pretty much almost always release on Tuesdays, but just in case there's a, scheduling craziness, we will make sure to let you know. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on Google Play, on Stitcher, or any of your podcast players of choice. Just do a search for Mickey Shorts and More, and we will pop up. Likewise, you can connect with us using social media or other tools on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, just doing a search for Mickey Shorts and More, and there we will come up. You can connect with us also if you want to send your own comments, or again, if you find those hidden characters that are reportedly in there, but we can't seem to find. With the Winnie the Pooh gang, you can send us an email at mickeyshortsandmore@gmail.com, or you can even call our voicemail line so we can feature your voice on upcoming shows. Just call 541-321-0472, wait for the prompt, leave a voicemail, and we can use that in future shows. Next week, guess what's happening next week?
What?
We are talking about Cable Car Chaos, the first show of season 2, plus some extra big, extra cool announcements coming from the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. So make sure you tune in each and every week. Final thoughts, Keaton. Nope. That is okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. We will see you next week.
Bye. Da 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 da